I'm here at Africa Gathering with Tunji Alezo of Co-Creation Hub. Tunji, do you just want to briefly introduce yourself and kind of tell us about the Hub for people who maybe never heard of it before?
Okay. My name is Tunji Alezo. I manage pre-incubation and research at Co-Creation Hub in Lagos, Nigeria. CC Hub essentially is a social innovation center. And the goal is, how do we accelerate social capital and technology, and how do we bring that together to aid economic prosperity, you know, in Lagos and Nigeria as a whole. So it's a fantastic space, which has right now serves as a nexus point for different stakeholders, you know, academics, the government, the media, designers, developers, to all and subject matter experts, to all come together to co-create solutions to the challenges that we face literally every day by everyday Nigerians. Mm. So that's what CC Hub is about.
And you work with quite a few really interesting kind of startups, people like Budget. Yeah. Kind of, how do you go about identifying those startups, those people that can, you know, that maybe have a really good idea but want to take it to the next step?
Okay, for us, it's all underpinned by our methodology. And our methodology, understanding and appreciating that ideas have to go through a process before they can get to the impact stage, which involves discovering that idea, sharing that idea, building and developing that idea, and then, you know, going to fund. For us, it's hinged on three key pillars: the community. And what we're doing with the space in Yaba and as a virtual space is to build a community of people, progressives, who are keen and interested in the application of technology to solve social issues. So with that large community, what it does is it helps us to be able to pitch ideas or to seek ideas and to seek collaboration within that community of people. And through our Open Living Labs, what we do is look for different creative ways to get people to submit ideas around different challenges that we decide to focus on. So, for example, with Budget, what we did was a technology in governance type Open Living Lab, where we invited ideas from the general public around how they can bring citizens closer to the government. So we had a young, very interesting young man, Sheo Nigbinde, who brought that idea of Budget to the Open Living Lab. And what we did was we got multi-stakeholders around marketing communications, around business support, business strategy, designers and coders. So they all worked together to develop that idea. So for us, finding people is about creating that community. We harness their skills and their intelligence and their knowledge and that collaborative spirit through our Open Living Lab. And then when those initial prototypes are developed, we put them in our pre-incubation unit to, again, provide that early stage support to them to develop those ideas and get them to a stage where they can be funded.
Yeah. And there are so many different kinds of services that people need, whether it's, you know, advice for targeting funders or legal advice, how to go about registering as a company or as an organization. Do you just want to kind of talk us through some of those challenges, some of the issues, you know, maybe with a couple of examples from projects that have been incubated at the Hub?
Okay. So again, a very simple example, I'll use Budget. Budget, after, you know, launching in September, we had a big event for them at the Hub in September where they launched. Gradually, they began to figure out the big business model with our support as to how they can really deliver value to the environment as a whole, to people, and how people can take advantage of understanding what federal budgets and what public financial data mean. So over time, what we've been able to see is, working with him and developers within the community, the project has gradually evolved into one where it's beginning to have a team of people around it, 2-3 core individuals who are responsible for managing that. And what we've been able to do is, again, seeing the natural progression has happened, provided support in terms of legal support to, again, register an entity for it, provide accounting type advice to manage the kinds of expenditure that is going through. Fortunately, Indigo Trust, you know, invested in that project. And so what we're able to do through the pre-incubation unit is manage the funds to ensure that it's tied to deliverables and, you know, delivering solutions into the market. So for us, it's about providing that bouquet of services proactively to ensure that, including the workspace that we provide in the Hub, to ensure that there's a natural progression through that phase of pre-incubation into a proper incubation and developing as an organization. So for us, next steps is, how do we now develop a proper business plan with which Budget can now, you know, graduate in a sense and move into higher things. And a lot of the other projects we work with, what we do is, once we're done with the variant of the Open Living Lab methodology that we deploy, in bringing them to the hub and providing that physical space to them, what we do is bring knowledge partnerships to bear to help and support to grow that idea. Because we have a legal team supporting the CC Hub as an organization, and we have an accounting team also supporting us, we provide those kinds of services to them free of charge to, again, support their natural progression. Not forgetting the fact that from an idea, it requires that early stage hand-holding to help them, you know, to grow. And that's what we've been able to do in the 9 months that we've been at. And again, for us, the focus is on experimentation. How do we learn very quickly and very flexibly what works, and how do we put it together, a team of people and a network of professionals and support organizations that can make it happen for them.
Yeah. And we're at Africa Gathering today, which is the first time that a lot of the hubs have been brought together, that you've had a chance to kind of meet up with one another. What do you hope will come out of this event? Kind of what are the next steps that you'd like to see?
Okay, for me, fantastic opportunity. It's really good to meet various people managing the hubs right across Africa. It's the first time that's happening. Yes, I was in Nairobi last year and I met with the iHub, but other than that, Bongo Hive and iLab, various other labs. And so for us, the key thing I'm going to take away from here and regarding next steps is, how do we begin to collaborate? How do we begin to figure out what works in our various environments, and how do we put pitch tents together to ensure that we can, again, address these issues that we face? For us, the strong focus is on social, and so how do we harnessing the various strengths in the various hubs right across Africa to begin to come up with a clear plan and a path for which we can grow and be sustainable as organizations. So for us, it's a fantastic opportunity. It's a start. I met very exciting people that we hope to continue that conversation, because what we are doing again is learning from each other. The scenarios in the various hubs and the various environments are different. So how can I learn from that to make it happen in my own environment? And so, excellent opportunity, fantastic space, fantastic organization, and fantastic support from the likes of Indigo Trust.
Great, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Okay.